It's time for KDDR News with Ace Sauerwein.
Good morning. It's Friday, June 26th, and these are the stories we have for you at this hour. North Dakota reporting 2,967 COVID-19 tests were completed yesterday. Just 32 came back positive, a rate of 1%. In total, there are now 3,393 cases. Out of those, only 329 remain active. A plan to name a Greenway project in Fargo-Moorhead after a 19th century geologist has been scrapped. The Greenway project is associated with the Fargo-Moorhead flood diversion. The Greenway was going to be named Agassiz Greenway after Louis Agassiz. He's the scientist for whom Glacial Lake Agassiz was named and whose name is associated with organizations, businesses, and buildings in the region. But that idea has been scrapped by the Fargo-Moorhead Metropolitan Council of Governments after the council learned that Agassiz was, quote, a proponent of scientific racism and wrote prolifically on issues of white supremacy in the 1800s, close quote. From the Fargo Forum, a $20 million grant was awarded to North Dakota State to launch hybrid in-person and online class offerings this fall. According to school president Dean Bresciani, the university plans to convert nearly all of its classrooms to let in-person and virtual instruction take place simultaneously. Students will begin the semester by physically attending classes, but if they need to isolate or feel ill, they can do so without falling behind on coursework. The kids that will be showing up in person will be required to wear masks. And that's a look at the stories we have for you at this hour. More news can be found on our website, newsdakota.com. And that's a look at the stories we have for you at this hour. More news can be found on our website, newsdakota.com.